guys, and welcome back to another episode of Short Stories for Kids. How are you guys doing? Oh, that's so good to hear. I hope that you guys are going to have an amazing day, whatever you're doing, wherever you're listening right now, whether you're in the car, going to school, or going to the park, or maybe you're about to go to bed and you're having a story before bedtime. Well, we have a really cool story coming up. This one is for Michaela and Andrew, and they wanted a really exciting adventure story. So this is what we've come up with. I hope you guys like pirates, because we've got some coming up. Enjoy! It was a very exciting time for Michaela and Andrew. They were enjoying a special trip to Disneyland in Florida. But most exciting of all was that today they were going to get to go on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. They were a little late getting to the park this morning, so by the time they had raced to the ride, there was already a long line of people waiting. "Oh no," said Michaela. "This is going to take ages." "So many people," groaned Andrew. There was nothing for it. They just have to join the back of the line. They'd been stood there for a few moments when Andrew spotted a small wooden door in the wall beside them. It looked very old, much older than the wall it was set in, although it wasn't very tall, barely higher than Michaela's head. "Where do you think that goes?" asked Andrew innocently. "Hey," said Michaela. "Can you smell the sea?" They stepped closer to the door. It had a loop of old rope for a handle. Gently, Michaela reached out for it and gave it a tug. The door swung open silently. The smell of the salty sea was so much stronger now. There was another door just a few paces away with a round window. As they watched, a man walked past the small window with a parrot on his shoulder.
"That looked like a pirate," said Andrew.
"Of course it was. It's the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. They probably work here," replied Michaela.
"I'm gonna go take a closer look," said Andrew, "just quickly."
"Okay," said Michaela. She looked at the line of people. Nobody was looking at them as they ducked inside. The door behind them closed as they peered through the second door's window. To their great surprise, they saw the deck of a ship, covered in pirates as they sailed across the ocean.
"Wow," said Andrew. "It looks so real."
Suddenly, the door gave way as they leaned against it, flying open to spill them across the deck.
"Arr! What have we here, me hearties?" said a gruff voice.
It was the pirate with the parrot, and he was no ordinary pirate. He was the captain pirate.
"Sorry," said Andrew hurriedly.
"We didn't mean to," added Michaela.
"Stowaways, is it? On me ship," snapped the captain.
"We shouldn't have come," Michaela confessed. "We'll go straight back." But as she turned, she was shocked to see that the little door had disappeared. Looking around her, she realized they were not on a ride at all. The smell of the ocean, the rocking of the ship, the creak of the timbers, it was all so real. They were on a real pirate ship.
"Go back? We've only just left Port Royal. We'll not be going back there anytime soon," said the captain with a sneer.
"No going back," snarled one of the deckhands.
"That's right, or my name ain't Captain Jake Seagull, Master of the Purple Pearl."
"Arr, arr," agreed all the pirates on the deck.
"That's funny," said Andrew. "That sounds a bit like Captain Jack Sparrow of the Black Pearl."
All of the pirates gasped in horror. The captain looked most shocked of all.
His face began to quiver and twitch, as if he was going to explode with anger. Michaela noticed all the other pirates begin to back away, but instead of exploding with rage, the captain burst into tears. And when he started crying, all of the other pirates started sobbing too. Even the mate up in the crow's nest was going boo-hoo. Captain Seagull slumped into the deck. His legs stuck out in front of him. He did look like a sorry sight. Michaela felt very sorry for him, and so went across, took his hand, and began to give it a gentle pat while saying, "There, there, it'll be all right."
"Oh, but it won't," wailed the captain.
"Why won't it?" asked Michaela. "Whatever is the matter?"
"It's us," said the captain. "We're just dreadful pirates, the worst pirates in the whole of the Caribbean."
"Really?" asked Andrew. "You can't be that bad."
Oh, but we are," blubbered the captain. "We try ever so hard, but we're just hopeless."
Michaela knelt down next to him, and the parrot hopped across onto her. It was less noisy on her shoulder than on his.
"How are you hopeless?"
The captain wiped his eyes with his sleeve and sniffed loudly.
"We so wanted to be like the famous Captain Jack Sparrow. I even changed my name to be like his. I'm not really Captain Jack Seagull. It's really Captain Angus Anchovy."
"But that's a good pirate captain name," said Michaela.
"Do you really think so?"
said the captain, looking up.
"Of course I do."
The captain managed a little smile.
"And the ship's not really the Purple Pearl. It's actually called the Squelchy Squid."
"Oh, awesome name," said Andrew.
"It is quite good, isn't it?" said one of the other pirates to his friend.
Michaela helped Captain Seagull, or rather Captain Anchovy, to his feet.
"Maybe your problem is that you're trying too hard to be somebody else," said Michaela. "Perhaps you should just enjoy being, well, you."
"Yeah," agreed Andrew.
"You're special enough as you are. You don't need to pretend to be someone or something you're not."
Captain Anchovy stood up straight in the center of the deck.
"Children, those are the wisest words I've ever heard spoken. Us pirates are always looking for valuable treasure. And I think you've just given us the most valuable treasure there is. Thank you both for your kind words."
"Arr, agreed the assorted pirates.
Michaela glanced back to where the door had been and was surprised to see it back again. She grabbed Andrew's hand and made towards it.
"We really must be going now," she said. "Goodbye."
"Bye," said Andrew quickly, and before anyone could react, they were back through the door, through the passage, and on the other side. The line for the ride had shortened quite a bit, and nobody seemed to have noticed that they'd been gone.
"Hey," said Andrew, "the door's gone. There's nothing there."
They both stared at the blank wall where the little door had been.
"It's almost as if it never happened," said Michaela.
"Who would ever believe we'd been on a real pirate ship?"
"I would,"
said the parrot on her shoulder. The end.